97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning not by Victor Lewis, but by our very own Michael Coe, filling in for Victor this morning with what's trending in the world. Good morning, how are
you? Good morning, Aaron. I'm doing well. Now, I'm sure that you know that the site YouTube has changed a lot over the years from its inception with me at the zoo toward now. Some for good, some for bad, but I think one of the all-time great YouTube performances is about to come to an end. There is a YouTuber, Aaron, who has been chronicling both World War I and World War II in real time. And is just about coming to the end of this long journey. He is in the Battle of Berlin right now, April 1945.
That's crazy. So, like, what does he do? Does he just, like, recount, like, on this day, this is what happened?
I think so, yeah. And so, you know, he's in the Battle of Berlin, April 1945, and I was looking through his channel, and the thumbnail for this one is a German soldier with a speech bubble coming out of his face saying, "Where is Steiner?" Which is it's the scene from that Hitler meme where he takes off his glasses and starts yelling at
everybody. The downfall meme, yeah.
Yes. So just, I mean, what a performance by this man, devoting his entire, because it is a man, of course.
Right.
Devoting his entire, really adult life to chronicling these two wars that he's made him sort of a household name. His videos are very popular. I have never seen them.
But. On the one hand, that's really cool. On the other hand, he came so close, but he didn't do it in real time. There was like a 20-year gap.
That's true. That's
which
true.
A lot happened. He could have just kept going. Yeah.
I feel like we'd be right in the middle of the Great Depression right now if he did it in real time.
Well, getting close to it.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's
World
true.
War One ends in 1918, and like if he goes for 5 years after that, you're still in the early roaring 20s. Like Prohibition is just happening. The cabaret scene is Weimar Republic is doing quite well.
Hey, like, guys, I just read this great new book called The Great Gatsby. You should read
there
it.
There you go. Yeah. 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 That kind of thing. I like it.
I feel like that would be an interesting idea for a channel, just like living LARPing basically in the 1920s. I mean, I feel like a lot of people kind of deify the roaring 20s when it seems like a lot of people are very miserable.
Oh,
just
yeah.
like the Great Gatsby.
Well, I mean, kind of typical, right? Like we look back on things that we didn't live through and we try to understand what it was like, but the reality was always very different. And there were people back in the 1920s that were just as anxiety ridden about the world and the future and everything as we are today. The other really the fascinating thing about the 20s that I keep coming back to when I'm thinking about it is they had also just come out of a massive multi-year global pandemic.
Yes.
And like everything that was happening in the early 20s was colored by that.
Yeah,
so,
the pandemic and the war
and
combined.
The war, right.
And like
yeah.
imagine if we had gone through a continent-shattering world war at the same time as the COVID pandemic, what that would effect would have on us. This turned into a really depressing conversation, Aaron. I'm sorry.
If it makes you feel better, the effect that it had on people in the 1920s is, oh my God, we need to go out and party. Even if it's illegal, we're going to find ways
to
do it. Give me that hooch.
Which is kind of what we did
during
the pandemic. Yeah. So
I will say, I think the statute of limitations has expired on this. The only... So you know that Brad and I like to go to like fancy cocktail bars sometimes, and a lot like now in the age of the craft cocktail like explosion, there's a lot of bars that style themselves as speakeasies with like, oh, you enter through the phone booth or through like this fake bookcase or anything. But they're not really speakeasies. There's a sign out front telling you, you know, you might have to get a phone number, but there's a sign on the wall saying type in this number. The only literal actual speakeasy I've ever been to in my life was during the pandemic when like there were heavy restrictions on which places could serve alcohol when. And there was one place that we went to, and I'm not going to name names, but there was one place that we went to get takeout, and there and we were waiting for our food, and they were like, "Would you like some iced tea?" It's like, I mean, I guess. And iced tea.
They're like the mobster on Sesame Street coming to you, opening their jacket, and it has the letter T in it. Like
cookie?
Yeah. Fantastic.